The 560th made its last public appearance at a windswept ferry christening ceremony on the Columbia River last month. For 65 years, the Air Force National Guard performers supplied the musical backdrop for dedications, parades, fairs, and funerals across a five-state territory. The band played for President Harry S. Truman and General Douglas MacArthur. In the 1950s, while at then McChord Air Force Base, the musicians of the 560th had their own weekly variety show on King TV. Tech Sergeant Wes Walton is the historian for the Air National Guard Refueling Wing at Fairchild Air Force Base.
They really had a much broader influence than any other military unit, really, that we have, to affect people in a real sense.
But the drawdown of troops overseas and military belt tightening led the Air Force to cut back on so-called soft power budget items, like the bands program. By the end of September, it will deactivate three active duty bands and six Air National Guard bands, including the Band of the Northwest. The band's recordings and memorabilia will be boxed up and sent to the National Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio, where the box will stay in case the Band of the Northwest is ever called back into action. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.